what was the focus of your message at halftime?
Well, the focus is we had to get in there and compete, do everything that we know how to do to play our position the correct way and carry out the game plan. And Auburn was tough. We got to be tougher. You know, we got to step up and fight them. And it wasn't that we weren't playing hard. It's just a matter of saying, heck, you know, whatever we got to do, whenever we got to do it, we got to get it done.
What was the thought process regarding deciding to go ahead and make the change at quarterback for the second half?
Well, Chris wasn't playing well enough for us to compete. So we're going to make a change and see what we can do with McKenzie, and thought he went in there and did a pretty good job.
I was going to ask it. He drove you down on a score. That was an impressive drive. You got a couple of penalties that helped, but anytime you move 15 plays in 8 minutes, that's pretty strong.
Sure, and the penalties helped, but the penalties that they didn't call hurt us in the first half. I thought they were holding Earl a whole bunch, on the corners down there. And they finally called it about three times in the second half when we were down 35-7.
Do you learn things about players in games like this, in situations where you might not learn certain things when things are going well or doing better? Do you learn other things in adversity?
Well, I think you do for all humans, not just our players, but sometimes – you got to be a pretty tough hombre to react positively to everything that goes bad. And you go in there and you examine it and you look at each other and you say, hey, what do we got to do to get better and play the next game? You don't point fingers at this one and say, hey, you didn't do your job, I didn't do mine or whatever. We got to go ahead and move on.
Is there anything that comes out of this glaringly that you can think of, anybody that stood out that you saw, you liked the way they stepped up in a certain situation? Or I guess until you see the film, it's kind of hard to make those kind of calls.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to be positive when you lose, like this. And we had some people playing hard, no doubt about it. But to point somebody out right now, I don't think I want to do that.
Yeah. Well, and I guess that we call the old 24-hour rule is kind of in effect, isn't it? Good or bad, you got to put this one behind you the next day, don't you?
No doubt. You don't let this one affect your next game, except to look at it and see how we can get better and learn a lesson or two. And it might be a three or four or five. So there are a lot of lessons to be learned here.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much.